If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Sin, addiction, failure, it's all gone. You have a fresh start. The old you is dead and gone. The new has come. You see, God brought me out of the bondage of sin and death into the kingdom of life. This is the good news, that Jesus died for you and me. So woe unto me if I do not preach this gospel.
Hey, you're welcome to the very first episode of Salt with Anne, the podcast. If you listen to the trailer, you already have an idea what salt is about. Yeah. So I'll dive in straight into this episode. I'm going to be talking about the why. Why salt? Why is it necessary to share stories like this? Now, you see, everyone who comes to Christ takes a different journey, but we all come from the same starting point, in that we are all sinners. Regardless of how spectacular or ordinary you think your story is, it is a story of God's character. It's your eyewitness account of how God rescued you from sin and death through Christ Jesus and how he changed your whole life. If you look at the Gospels, for instance, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John, they all had their accounts of the life and ministry of Jesus, and they all told their stories. In fact, Luke starts off by saying in, I think, chapter 1, verse 3, that I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. So it seemed good also to me to write an account. So yeah, he was like, why not? If everyone is writing an account, why can't I write from my own perspective? Now, we are not living in the days of Jesus, but we have encountered him in different ways. So this is our own gospel. It's our good news. So that is number one. I'll just sum it up as saying, share your story because you have a story. And stories are meant to be told. So, number two. Before Jesus Christ finally left the earth, he gave us the Great Commission. He says, go into the world and preach disciples of all nations. Basically, he was saying, evangelize. One of the easiest ways to evangelize is to tell your story. It gives an example of how God changes lives. When we share stories with others, we help them get to know what God is like and what he can do. And number three, which is my last point for today. We give honor and glory to God when we share a story. It pleases him. Our salvation story is the story of how you got saved. And the Bible says in Ephesians 2:8 that you have been saved by grace through faith, not by ourselves, but as a gift from God, not by our works, so that no one can boast. The Bible also says that if any man boasts, let him boast in the Lord. So when you go around saying that, oh, you've been saved by grace, which is a gift from God, you're boasting in the Lord and the finished work of Christ. God absolutely loves that. Yeah. So I hope I've been able to convince you to boldly tell your story, whatever it is, however God helped you, just tell it whenever you have the opportunity to tell it to everyone around you. Say, oh, I used to be this person, I used to do this, I used to struggle with this, and then I encountered Jesus. Jesus Christ helped me, he changed me, he gave me a new life, and this is who I am now. It's that easy. Yeah. So we've come to the end of today's episode. I hope you learned a thing or two. If you have questions or maybe a private comment, you can send an email to saltwithanne@gmail.com. Also follow me on Instagram at anointed. That is anne.ointed, Anne with an E. Hopefully on our next episode, we feature our first guest. But until then, bye-bye.